Blog Talk Radio.
Divine All Blessed, you are now listening live to the Divine Prince, Hoodoo, New Orleans Voodoo Secrets and Recipe here on Blog Talk Radio this Wednesday, January 27th, 2016, remembering that all is truly and indeed a blessing if you can just see beyond the veils, for it is all just an illusion and a test and one of the greatest divine gifts of this all-blessed life cycle. This is my constant prayer, my mantra, affirmation, reverberation, reiteration, and my ever-living reality. It is critical to the very foundation of my being, my walk, my demonstration along this divine, all-blessed life path and journey. And it is the place where I begin and end all my endeavor. It is the place where I find peace, centering, understanding that all is indeed a blessing. But it does require a mindset that is open to progress, evolution, learning, growth. Manifestation is an outward demonstration of this inward reality. All is a blessing. Ashe. We have about 12 days counting down now. 12 days, 11 hours, 53 minutes, 50 seconds towards Mardi Gras Day, Fat Tuesday. Indians are sewing, baby dolls are getting ready, masking baby dolls, those who mask skull and bones, those who participate actively in not only the culture that is carnival, but the spirit practice for us that is embedded in the truth around this world-renowned event, world-renowned holiday and celebration. I went out a little bit earlier this morning with a little time I have on my schedule to run some errands, pay some bills, and I happened on the building. There's a building here on fire on Canal Street, Canal and Rampart. Right in the middle of the busy business district, shopping district, right across the street from the French Quarter. It's a major local hub, but also tourist hub here in the city. And I found it interesting. The building, I believe, caught fire around 3:30 this morning, and it's a little noon now here in New Orleans. And I'm just getting in maybe 20 minutes ago, and the building is definitely still on fire. I posted something briefly about it, a mention of it, on my Facebook, and another local informed me that there was a point when they thought they had this fire under control, and then there was a hot spot that apparently flared up, and they've been trying to distinguish it ever since, extinguish it ever since. But it's really interesting, the media news outlets, all the planning and money and preparation that goes into the celebration of Mardi Gras and the parade all rolled down Canal Street right through that block. So it's a concern now for many people how this will affect that portion of the route. It doesn't obviously affect St. Charles Avenue a whole lot, but it definitely will affect what those folks will do, can do in coming days as they make their way onto Canal Street from St. Charles. And if I'm remembering correctly, many of them sort of make a turn right there. That's definitely not going to happen with an unsecured, unsafe fire damaged building right in the middle of the route. So we're all curiously awaiting what's going to happen, how quickly they can sort of get this under control and make some adjustments, obviously, to the coming days and the coming parade route, because it's going to be a difficult task, to say the least, if this building is truly deemed unsafe and continues to burn and lose any more foundational security, they're definitely going to have to make some adjustment for that block during the parade route. I am sowing and beating and sowing and beating, and I know I should be close to the mark. Many of you in the community are. I've had a lot on my plate, and I'll be sowing, I'm sure, up until Mardi Gras morning. That was not my plan. It's hard on the body. It's hard on the mind. It's hard on the spirit. It's hard on my ability to do many other things when you have this amount of detailed work ahead of you with a due date looming quickly. So I'm not going to be on air very long with you today. I don't really have a whole lot to say. I am, however, open right now to change. And I'm noticing that many of you in the community have been posting relevant posts similar to that theme, to that idea, the change that we expect, the change that we don't expect, but all the various ways that we find our strength in our center during a time of change. And this year, 2016, as I had predicted in earlier shows, is definitely going to be a year of change. Traditional, cultural change is going to happen globally, but right now I'm speaking locally. All the signs are around us. People continue to make their transitions. People continue to die. People continue to move forward, move on. Laws change, systems change, organizations change. How we do things change. And change is not always a welcome thing, particularly in this environment. But the signs are all around us that those of us who find strength in spirit, find strength in Loa and Voodoo, and communing with the ancestors and following their instruction, this is the time. This is the time when things seem unclear, uncertain, unsure. This is the time that you call on your ancestors. My God rest her soul, Mama Yeye, who passed, I believe it's going on 2 years now, but she was known for saying that many of us are getting by on our ancestors. Not on your knowledge, not on your wit, not on your wisdom, not on your so-called common sense, not on your availability to sort of tap into to who you think has the answer, but we're getting by on the blood, sweat, and tears of our ancestors, on the prayer of our ancestors, on the hopes, dreams, spirits, and those seeds planted within us. So as we enter this season of celebration, this season of transition, this season of Lent, this season of Carnival, Mardi Gras, Masquerade, festivals, let us also remember to be open to the voice, to the change, to the winds that push transition, that push change, that push evolution. Maintaining our center, maintaining our foundation, of being open to that growth. There's no greater message that I can offer you today. I must move on. My schedule is overwhelming, but I will be present with you here again at 12 noon U.S. Central Standard Time here for Hoodoo New Orleans Voodoo Secrets and Recipes on tomorrow, Thursday, January 28, 2016. Please be present here with me. I'll have much more to say on tomorrow. But until then, remembering that all is indeed and truly a blessing, I say.
Congo Square. The Omis Indians prepared this place for us centuries before our arrival. A sacred spot where corn festivals were celebrated. The Omis Indians prepared this place for us. centuries before our arrival. Congo Square, a sacred spot where corn festivals were celebrated. And as the colonizers came, our host, the Omus Indians, they pushed aside our host. The colonizers came and pushed aside our host and introduced us in chains. And by the late 1700s, we somehow, recognizing the sacredness of Les Places de Congo, we somehow, and the how of our somehow persuasive methodologies is not clear at this moment. The how is not clear. How our persuasive methodologies worked is not clear at this moment, but nevertheless, even as slaves, we crafted and created a space where we could be free to be we. And thusly we countered the sacrilegiousness of the French, giving great homage to our ancestors as well as giving praise and thanks to our red-blooded brothers and sisters. This is an oral libation toast to Congo Square, to Native Americans, to our ancestors who made a circle out of a square and gave us a way to stay ourselves, save ourselves from the transformatory ugliness of America, which refuses to recognize the spirituality of life, which refuses to recognize the spirituality of life and celebrates death with crosses and crosses, double and triple crosses, the middle passage, the first cross, Christianity, the double cross, and capitalism, the ultimate triple coup de grace cross of our captivity. But the terror of crosses notwithstanding, we sang, we beat, we be, we was and is. Hail Congo Square, Congo, Congo Square. Our African gods have not been obliterated. They have merely retreated inside the beat of us. Inside the beat of us, our African gods have not been obliterated. They have merely retreated inside the beat of us until we are ready to release them into a world that we recreate. A world heralded by the beat. Be, beat, being, beating, being of black heart drums. Heart beat, heart beat, heart be at this place be heart beat, be we beating place in new world space. Beating, being in place in new world, preserving our ancient pace. Our dance is the God walk, our music the God talk. First thing we do, let's get together, circle ourselves into community. No beginning, no end, connected together and singing, ringing, singing in a ring. Second, let's be original, aboriginal. Be what we were before we became what we are. Be Bambula dance, be Banza music, and sing song words which have no English translation. Third, let us remember. Let us remember never to forget. Even when we can't remember the specifics, we must retain the essentials. Let us remember never to forget. Even when we can't remember the specifics, We must retain the essentials, the bounce, the blood flow, the feel, the spirit grow, energy. Must retain and pass on the essential usness that others want to dissipate, whip out of us.
Whoa!
But no matter. No matter how much of us they prohibit. No matter how much of us they prohibit, deep inside us is us. Deep inside us is us. Remains us inside and needs only the beat to set us free. The beat to free us. It is morning. A sun day. A feel. A feel without shade, but dark, dark with the people black of us in various shades, eclipsing the sun with our elegance. We are centuries later now. And still this sacred ground calls us to remember, to beat, to be. We are centuries later now. And still this sacred ground calls us to remember, to beat. Beat Congo Square. Be Congo Square. Beat. Be. Beat. Be. Congo Square. B. Congo Square. B. 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 Remember.